Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Pushya Nakshatra. Frame of reference, internal or external. Some people make decisions based on inner values, personal experience, and self-guided wisdom, while others look to the external world for cues, validation, approval, structure, or direction. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its nurturing instinct, deep emotional discipline, and respect for tradition, is naturally inclined toward internal referencing, especially when rooted in values passed down or integrated through introspection. But whether they are internally referenced, driven by inner compass, or externally referenced, shaped by societal expectations or validation, depends on planetary placements, particularly those tied to emotional identity and responsibility. If Moon is in the first house in Pushya, the native is strongly internally referenced. Their choices stem from how things feel within, emotionally, intuitively, and energetically. They often don't need external advice to know what's right. They simply know when something resonates or doesn't. Their inner world is rich and self-contained, and they may even resist external interference when it comes to personal matters. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, the reference point turns outward. They become deeply responsive to the emotional needs, moods, and expectations of others, and decisions can become heavily influenced by how their actions will affect or be perceived by those around them. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, there's a strong internal reference frame built on principle, belief, and inner alignment. They draw wisdom from within, often supported by family values, ancestral knowledge, or deep-rooted faith. Their decisions are measured against their sense of moral grounding, not fleeting trends. But if Jupiter is in the 10th house, the influence leans more external. They begin to measure wisdom and success by how they impact others, how their work is received, and whether they're seen as a source of guidance or respect in the world. If Saturn is in the 4th house, their reference frame is deeply internal but guarded. They make decisions slowly, cautiously, often after a long process of self-checking, emotional evaluation, and private reflection. There is a reluctance to lean on others' advice, as they prefer to rely on their own logic and inner strength. If Saturn is in the 10th house, the framework becomes much more externally shaped. They become highly aware of public expectations, responsibilities, and their role in society, often measuring their worth through achievement and visible contribution, especially in structured systems. If Mercury is in the 4th house, their reference system is more internally conversational. They run things through an inner dialogue or private intellectual process, needing time and space to reflect. They may not outwardly express how they come to decisions, but are often very clear inwardly about what aligns or doesn't. If Mercury is in the 10th house, they look outward. They value feedback, external input, and how their thoughts are received by others, especially in public or professional settings. Their decisions often stem from how well an idea will land, influence, or perform in the external world. Pushya Nakshatra's essence is built on inner stability, emotional maturity, and protective intelligence, which naturally supports an internal reference system. But planetary placements can push them to evaluate their choices based on external roles, responsibilities, and relationships. Their strength lies in balancing their deep inner knowing with the awareness of when external structure can support or distort that truth. The key for Pushya is to nurture from within while knowing when to let the outside world in, not to validate, but to inform. Pushya Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people take the lead, planning ahead and initiating action before situations unfold, while others prefer to observe, respond thoughtfully, and act when the timing feels right. Pushya Nakshatra, deeply rooted in protection, wisdom, and emotional responsibility, tends to lean more toward reactive action, not out of passivity, but from a desire to respond consciously and with care. However, whether someone is proactive, initiating, or reactive, responding in their life approach depends on planetary placements, especially those that affect instinct, discipline, and emotional timing. If Saturn is in the first house in Pushya, the native's action style is proactive, but slow and deliberate. They believe in preparing, planning, and ensuring the foundation is solid before making a move. Their actions are not impulsive. They are calculated and usually long-term. They anticipate problems and build carefully to avoid them. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this proactivity becomes even more visible in the public or professional sphere. They take on leadership, plan careers methodically, and prefer to move first, but only when they know the structure will hold. If Moon is in the first house in Pushya, the native leans toward reactive behavior, guided heavily by emotional cues. They observe, feel deeply, and only act when internal emotional clarity aligns. They're more likely to reflect before reacting, needing to process how something feels before responding. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, their reactivity becomes externally triggered. They often respond based on the emotional state or needs of others, becoming highly attuned to social or relational dynamics before making decisions. If Mars is in the third house in Pushya, it introduces a strong proactive element. These natives are more assertive, driven, and quick to act, especially when it comes to communication, goals, and close-knit environments. Mars pushes the cautious Pushya energy into decisive motion, although the nurturing core still filters that drive through responsibility and moral consideration. If Mars is in the sixth house, the proactivity becomes practical. They're often the first to solve problems, fix what's broken, or address inefficiency in their routines or workplace. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Pushya, their action tendency becomes mentally reactive. They like to observe, think, and then act. Mercury brings cleverness and adaptability, but it also favors response over initiation. They may delay action until they've thought through every angle, sometimes leading to missed opportunities. If Mercury is in the 10th, they become more outwardly strategic, engaging proactively with career and communication, though their preference still leans toward thoughtful timing rather than impulsive execution. Pushya Nakshatra's default is to respond rather than rush, acting with care and awareness, especially when emotional or ethical stakes are involved. Planetary placements can make them more assertive or more reflective, but even when they act first, it's rarely without forethought. Their challenge and their strength is to balance wisdom with timing, ensuring that action doesn't come from urgency or avoidance, but from a place of quiet power and emotional clarity. Pushya Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive on flexibility and multiple possibilities, navigating life through exploration and adaptability, while others feel most confident with structure, order, and repeatable methods. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its discipline, nurturing strength, and commitment to tradition, naturally leans toward a procedural style, valuing stability, predictability, and a step-by-step approach. However, whether they lean more toward options-based thinking, preferring variety and flexibility, or procedures, favoring systems and structure, depends on planetary placements, particularly those connected to routine, planning, and adaptation. If Saturn is in the sixth house in Pushya, the preference for procedures is very strong. These individuals work best when there are rules, expectations, and a rhythm to follow. They may even create their own systems if none exist. Efficiency is important to them, not just in getting things done, but in doing them the right way. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this procedural nature gets projected into the professional realm. They become masters of order, process, and long-term planning, often rising through consistent, methodical effort rather than spontaneous innovation. If Jupiter is in the third house, the operational style softens. They may still appreciate structure, but their thinking is more adaptable and broad, leaning slightly toward options-based behavior. Jupiter here wants to explore, teach, and share. So while they may respect procedures, they also see multiple valid paths to the same outcome. If Jupiter is in the ninth, they'll likely toggle between both styles, trusting structure for foundational work, but leaving space for philosophical exploration and intuitive flow when it comes to larger goals. If Mercury is in the sixth house in Pushia, it reinforces a procedural mindset, but with a more analytical and detail-oriented twist. Mercury here excels in creating systems, organizing information, and refining routines. These individuals may be obsessed with clarity, precision, and planning, and dislike disruption in their workflow. But if Mercury is in the third or ninth house, their style shifts toward options thinking, more comfortable with experimentation, mental agility, and trying different approaches, especially when problem solving. If Rahu is in the sixth house, the default procedural nature of Pushia may be disrupted. These individuals become more options-oriented, not because they don't value structure, but because they question the status quo. They want to find new ways of doing old things, often challenging traditional systems in favor of innovation or shortcuts. If Rahu is in the 10th, this can create someone who rises in their career through unconventional methods, experimenting with different systems until they create one that works uniquely for them. Pushya Nakshatra, by default, seeks reliability and mastery, which often draws it toward procedures. But planetary influences can introduce a need for flexibility, exploration, or strategic disruption. The key for Pushya natives is to honor their love for structure while staying open to better ways, ensuring that their systems don't become cages and that their ability to adapt strengthens rather than destabilizes their foundational wisdom. Pushya Nakshatra views general or specific. Some people view life through a broad lens, focused on the bigger picture and overarching patterns, while others prefer to zoom in, analyzing details with care and clarity before forming conclusions. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its disciplined intellect, nurturing disposition, and sense of responsibility, naturally leans towards specificity. It likes to build from the ground up, refine ideas step by step, and trust processes grounded in realism. However, whether they operate from a general, big picture, or specific, detail-focused viewpoint depends on planetary placements, particularly those influencing how they gather and apply knowledge. If Saturn is in the first house in Pushya, the native tends to process life through a specific, grounded lens. They analyze situations thoroughly, cautiously, and often slowly, favoring clear definitions and structured information. They rarely jump to conclusions and prefer fact over speculation. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this specific view is applied to the professional world. They prefer clear roles, measurable goals, and a step-by-step path to success, thriving in systems that value depth and accountability. If Jupiter is in the first house, the lens begins to widen. These individuals often hold a generalized, philosophical view, drawn to universal principles, spiritual truths, and long-range thinking. They still value structure, especially in Pushya, but they look to connect ideas across experiences, often asking, what's the greater meaning here? If Jupiter is in the ninth house, this general view orientation becomes dominant. They are guided by belief systems and broader ideological frameworks, sometimes glossing over details in favor of a more holistic, moral, or spiritual truth. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Pushya, the mind is sharply specific. These individuals excel at analysis, categorization, and intellectual dissection. They are likely to zero in on what others miss, often picking up subtle inconsistencies in language, logic, or plans. They may prefer to master one subject deeply rather than skim over many, and they are usually methodical and critical in their thinking. If Mercury is in the ninth house, they may still retain a detailed approach, but it's applied in service of larger themes, such as philosophy, publishing, or education. If Ketu is in the first house, the view becomes intuitively general. These individuals often sense the big picture, but cannot always explain how they got there. They may skip over steps, trusting inner knowing and symbolic understanding over facts and details. If Ketu is in the fifth house, they are drawn to symbolic systems, hidden meanings, or esoteric knowledge, and may prefer to bypass structured analysis in favor of gut-level insight or spiritual pattern recognition. Pushya Nakshatra's natural style tends toward careful, structured, specific thinking, especially when it comes to emotional decisions, practical outcomes, and nurturing responsibilities. Yet, when influenced by more expansive planets or houses, Pushia can zoom out and hold space for broader philosophies or long-term purpose. Their power lies in the ability to ground the big picture in lived experience, to take visionary ideas and bring them to life with patience, clarity, and care. Pushia Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people thrive in team environments, building energy and momentum through connection and collaboration. Others prefer to work in proximity, near others, but with personal space and autonomy. And some are at their best when working solo, uninterrupted, fully immersed in their own rhythm. Pushia Nakshatra, with its protective instincts, emotional sensitivity, and strong sense of duty, naturally leans towards structured, meaningful work. But the style in which they operate best is shaped by planetary placements, particularly in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Moon is in the 3rd house in Pushia, these individuals tend to prefer working together. They feel most fulfilled when they can emotionally connect through conversation, cooperation, or teaching, often creating warm, bonded environments with colleagues. They're often the ones who hold the group together, supportive, consistent, and quietly encouraging. If Moon is in the 10th house, this collaborative nature expands into the public realm. They become excellent in nurturing leadership roles, where they can guide teams and bring emotional intelligence to structured environments. If Mercury is in the 6th house, their style leans toward proximity. They like being around others, but not necessarily interacting all the time. These individuals are efficient, analytical, and highly capable, preferring work environments where they can share ideas, compare methods, or collaborate periodically, but retain control over their own tasks. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may rise to public roles that involve communication and oversight, working with others while still managing their independent contribution. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Pushia, these individuals lean strongly towards solo work. They prefer to operate quietly, responsibly, and without interference. Trust is earned slowly, and they may dislike frequent collaboration unless roles are clearly defined. Their focus is deep, and their sense of purpose strong. They don't need an audience, just results. If Saturn is in the 10th house, their solo preference often plays out in leadership. They may take on large responsibilities, but still function best when they have control, clarity, and space to do things their way. If Ketu is in the 3rd house, the work preference becomes solo by nature, but invisible by design. They are often deep thinkers, detached from group dynamics, and prefer to work in the background, as advisors, researchers, healers, or behind-the-scenes strategists. They may feel uncomfortable in social environments and seek work that allows autonomy and reflection. Pushia's overall nature favors contribution over recognition, which can show up in all three work styles, depending on planetary influence. Whether leading teams, working quietly among others, or creating impact alone, what matters most to Pushia is that the work has depth, purpose, and offers something of value to others. Their greatest power lies in the consistency and care they bring to everything they do, no matter how close or far others are standing.